The Gemara in Berachot on Daf Chavtet Amud Sheni tells us an interesting teaching that Eliyahu HaNavi told one of the rabbis. The Gemara says, Amar le Eliyahu the Rav Yehuda, Achud Rav Salah Hasidah, the brother of Rav Salah Hasidah. He told him, Lo tirtah velo teheteh, which means do not get angry in order that you do not come to make sin. Now, although this is not a halakha, but this is more important than a halakha, because this is the basis of what causes a person to come to sin, to come to transgress halakha. Rav Chida, in his Sefer Petach Enayim, asks an obvious question. What do we need Eliyahu HaNavi to come and teach us such a basic principle that anger leads to sin? Certainly, says Rav Haidat, could not have been referring to regular anger, because then the language of the Gemara would be lo tirtah velo tifsha, so you don't do something in a transgression, so you don't do something purposefully. So Rav Haidat learns that from the language of the Gemara and from the context, he was saying, Eliyahu HaNavi, even when anger is permissible, one should refrain from it. For example, a father that's able to get angry to his children in order to rebuke them, even such anger, which is an anger to scare the child so he can do good, one should refrain from that also, because that can also lead to sin. And if that's the truth, then the second statement says that he does also. He wasn't telling him, don't get intoxicated. That's, of course, getting intoxicated leads to sin. He was telling him, don't even do it in the time of mitzvah. For example, on Shabbat and Yom Tov, where it's permissible to drink a little more, but still one should not use that as an excuse to get drunk, and therefore say he's doing it l'shem shamayim, and then he take him away from praying with a minyan, or Chas v'Shalom can cause him to commit different types of sins. And therefore we have a tremendous musar, especially in our generation, where drunkenness is prevalent, not only with drinks, but also all sorts of drugs, another type of intoxicating chemicals that takes this person out of this world and therefore does not give him the ability to concentrate and to perform the service of God. The Eliyahu HaNavi, years back from the times of the Gemara, was already talking about drug prevention. Already he was warning the Hakamim, he was warning Klal Yisrael, be very careful. A person's mind is the most precious thing that he has. And when he uses chemicals in order to alter his state, so then already that's the biggest sin, because now he cannot perform the mitzvah. Even with the excuse, L'shem Shamayim, Nechmod Shabbat, Nechmod Yom Tov, Eliyahu HaNavi said, better to keep away and to be in a more serious state. Harambam brings down in Moreh Nevuchim regarding drunkenness that it's the worst crime, only because what separates a man from an animal is his brain, is his ability to think, is his intelligence. When one dulls that sense of thinking and intelligence, so then he lowers himself down a class to the animals. And everyone has to be very careful. We should all have our minds till 120, but not to do anything that would cause us, as the advice of Eliyahu HaNavi was today, that those mental faculties that we have should not become the lo tirtah. Don't become angry, velo tehteh. Lo tirveh. Don't become inebriated, velo tehteh.